This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise, and I'm here with Pamela Nyanyasekaran, who is Puzzle Social's Director of Art since its inception in 2011 and leads the company's creative department in developing high-quality work for social games, CRM, graphic apps and ads units. She's responsible for the UI on the world's number one daily crossword puzzle with 4+ million players, daily celebrity crossword as featured in CBS's Morning, Wall Street Journal, Yahoo and more. She's a Malaysian based in New York with the skills, creativity and drive necessary to build your business presence into something memorable, usable and most importantly, profitable. That's written on her website. A master in all things graphic and web design, from logos, iPhone and iPad apps to websites. If you want it, she can design it, as according to her. Go to her website, Pamela.com. Good to be speaking to you, Pamela, out in New York for you.
Yes. Hello there. How are you?
Okay. Now, you've got a very interesting story before doing what you're doing right now. You were working in a paper at one time, and now you're designing apps.
Correct. So my journey started, actually, I started print media when I graduated, and I did web design, and I did like TV production and everything back home. And then I had a job offer in a newspaper, leading Malaysian newspaper, the New Straits Times. And I worked there for 3 years. Then I realized that I needed to do something challenging. And in fact, when I was 17, I actually came to America as a foreign exchange student for 1 year. And I did high school and I took art seriously. And that's when I realized that art is something that I wanted to pursue as my career. So I came home and, you know, it was very difficult to convince my parents, who they come from an old school of thought. And you come home and you say, hey, I want to do graphic design. And they're like, what's that? You know, and they're like, are you sure you're going to be able to put food on the table when you graduate?
Can you be a lawyer, please?
Yes, indeed. So my dad wanted me to be an accountant. And so, funny story. And then I decided, you know, I convinced them and I said, art is what I want to do. And I will, you know, show you in the end how I will definitely make that as a career and put food on the table. So then I had an opportunity to move to America in 2007. And I took a leap of faith and I came. And this is 9 years later, I'm here. So when I came to America, and I think, you know, we are probably aware that when I graduated, there were no smartphones, Frida, and no apps whatsoever, you know. So then I came to America, I realized that I needed to bring my A game and I needed to self-teach myself so that I could venture into a new job opportunity and to do game design and building apps and everything, because the world was going towards that direction, you know. So that's what happened. So I decided to self-teach, and now I'm actually designing apps and games, and it's just fantastic. So I'm so glad I have the opportunity to do what I'm doing today. So that's my story.
But actually, you came back to what you originally were, which was your degree was in graphics design, and then you went into writing. And so you're going back to your first love.
Yes. Yeah, very true. It's my first love and it's my hobby. And when I was a kid, I would come home from school and paint and draw in my bedroom, and I would refuse to come out for lunch and dinner. And my mom would try to get me out. But my passion has always been art. And it doesn't matter what you do, you paint or you draw, even designing apps or digital drawing, it's all art, you know, it starts from somewhere. But I just realized that the world was going the technology view, so I needed to follow that, you know, and that's why I am today.
I got your details through a friend because he knows that I love this game, which we'll talk about. But I know you also designed a daily celebrity crossword, which is available in the App Store, right? And it is a startup story. So, and it was the whole process of game development. What's that like?
It was actually very interesting because, you know, first off, startup story is one of the best stories one could actually tell. It's like Steve Jobs, you know, and it was just two of us and my boss and I, and we, you know, day in, day out, you know, weekends, and we have this idea and we say, let's just do it. And he's amazing. And he had this idea from day one. And, you know, you just have this a lot of process. You need to find the right developers. You need to find the right team. But being a startup story, you have investors. And, you know, when you're trying to raise money and trying to raise funds, not necessarily everyone is going to believe in your idea and your invention, you know. So we went through that hurdle and that battle, and we convinced them, and today we are where we are today, you know. So a startup stories, I would never trade that experience for anything, you know. It's one of those experiences that you work day in, day out because you love and you have passion for what you want to do. You wake up in the morning, you love what you do.
How long did it take, you know, like from inception, funding, and coming up to the final product? How long did that take?
Well, the first product, because, you know, we created a social platform game, and then after that, we decided to go on mobile. So all in all, just for the social, it took like, you know, like 8 months of development. And then you decide if that's not, you know, bringing a lot of revenue, then we decided to add on to the mobile part of it. So that takes another like 6 to 8 months for design, develop, and like produce the whole finished product. And then you have, after that, there's a whole other thing, which is, you know, you have to have analytics, you need data, you need to see who is playing, who is not playing, you know, who likes the game and why are they not playing the game. So there's a huge science and psychology behind game design. You know, even the colors that we put in, everything matters, Frida. Like, it's just not an app that someone just puts out or a game that you just design. Okay. You have to think through. It's a science behind everything that we design and we create.
Can you share one little insight?
Yeah, for example, like, you know, when we first started, like, we had a red button and we of the game, and we realized that women age group between 35 to 40 never clicked on it. You know, we had a data coming back to us telling us that, you know, that's something, it's so powerful. Like, think about that, we can do this in this day and age. Like, we know, like, which demographic is actually playing the game and who we should target the ads to and who we shouldn't. And guys like this color. And yeah, so that is one huge factor.
And yeah. And do we go to find out why women from 35 to 40 don't like
that? I have no idea. There must be something really, really, like...
Don't stop me. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure if it's like, you know, everyone likes the Jimmy Choo's, right? Like, if it's red and, like, I guess it's just color. And maybe something fascinates, and maybe they just don't like that interrupt thing doing when they're playing the game. You know, sometimes, and like I said, colors are very important in anything, you know, for a matter of it. So
I guess it is, in terms of gaming, you know, the whole thing, it is competitive around the world. It is competitive in the US. How do you, you know, stay ahead of your game?
Yeah, so for me, in order for me to stay ahead of my game, I'm a gamer. Like, you know, I play games, and, you know, I hang out with kids, and, you know, just because when you play a game, you need to know why is this designed this way, and it actually stimulates your mind. And there are a lot of games that's actually good for you, and even kids, you know, you can learn so much from just spending time with them. So I have to read, like, you know, magazines, and, you know, I have to play games to be on top of the game, a game, you know, to know what's current in the industry. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, you won some awards. Tell us about these awards.
Yeah. So this was like when I first came, I actually took part in a few design competitions. These were solely print, not web or game. And I also, on my spare time, I have hobbies, which I like to design wedding invitations, you know, cards, like brochures and stuff. So I actually won a few design awards based on designing like print media stuff. And then also I took part in America's Next Top Graphic Designer. They had a reality show that was going to be aired. I became top 10, which was an amazing honor, knowing that coming, you know, from Malaysia and to the American market, and you're competing with the rest of them. And I think just becoming top 10, it was a huge self-satisfaction knowing that where I stood in the design world in America. And that actually just kept pushing me to get where I needed to get today. You know, I just was even more inspired to go for my dreams and chase my dreams.
All right. I'm here with Pamela Yanyasekaran, based out of New York, talking about her life in designing. We'll continue our conversation about where technology is heading and how she sees it in just a moment. BFM 89.9. You're listening to Enterprise. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Pamela Nyanya-Sekharan, founder and creative director. And she's app designing, doing also designs wedding cards as well, as you were saying, and based out of New York. So, you know, when you're at the heart of things, whenever we look at technology and where it's heading, we look at the Silicon Valley, we look towards the US, and also in terms of gaming and apps, right? Where do you see things heading?
Oh, I just think the world is just evolving so fast, you know, and the creative industry like gaming is, it's a cutting edge, and people are constantly innovating and inventing stuff, you know. So you need a bunch of team players that, you know, all are on the same page and want to create stuff, you know. And it's like constantly, you could see just from basic simple stuff like phone or like the iWatch, and just think about where we were before and look at what we can do now. Now you can text from your watch.
Yeah.
Like, how insane is that? Right? Like, you would think that, yeah, right? For me,
it's insane for people, I guess, our age, and it's going to be just a natural thing for the younger generation.
Yeah,
but it's so weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's a funny story I'm just going to share. I'm sure you would appreciate the story. I was flying off to the West Coast, and I was sitting down at the airport, and I was going to board. I see this mother and son, and I must say, you know, he's probably like 2 years old, and he knows how to unlock the iPad, and he knows how to get to the app that he wants to play. Mm-hmm. And I am sitting down there, and I am just so fascinated, you know, he's two.
Yeah. What's it like as well, you know, in terms of for women generally in the industry they're in? Because this is very male driven, I guess. And it's not male driven, not just in this part of the world, but also in America. So, you know, what's that like, women in gaming out? Because I think it's a handful. There's just not as many.
Yeah. And actually, you know, we like women, we need to start like recognizing that a lot of women are gamers too. And a lot of people don't want to admit it, but yeah, and women today, they play video games, like, you know, on the phones or online or Facebook or console, like, you know, and like Words, like, you know, I would play with my friends, like Words with Friends, like women play like different kinds of games. And
it's my favorite.
And it's so weird that one would never think about it. But now actually in America, in a lot of gaming industry, we are hiring a lot of women, you know, and they have a lot of programs as well called like Girls Who Code. And they're starting very young, Frida, like, you know, 12 years old. And they want girls very young to know that they have the equal opportunity in this industry, you know. And our industry, actually, we want more women, you know. And it's not a normal career choice, one would say, or parents would advise one to go and do. But I think it's changing. I think the world is changing. And we do have a lot of younger generations who is interested in designing and programming and coding and stuff. Yes.
So when you speak about gaming and apps, right, are there certain games that women like more and even apps women prefer more? I mean, is there a difference? Again, I'm sure there is a difference.
Yeah, and I think it all caters on individual preferences. But I think a lot of women I see, like, taking the subway, I know that they all like to play like a mind stimulating game, like they like Candy Crush, you know, because it's strategy, right?
Yeah.
Or some of them like to play Scrabble, like, or a word game, or they're playing against their friends. So I think it's all individual preference, but I think women in general, they like to play a lot of word game, you know? Mm. Yeah. So from my experience, and I like word games too. And,
so, yeah. So men will be into killing and firing.
Indeed. And it's funny because they do like their war, you know, war games, you know, like strategy, command and conquer, those games, you know.
Okay, so that's the kind of thing. Now, what's it like, you know, so you've been in New York now in the States for close to 10 years, right? Was it easy for you making that transition over there? I mean, at least you've had your experience, I guess, as an exchange student earlier.
Yeah, and you know, I think for me, my transition it wasn't difficult because everywhere I worked, I had team players and everyone was very supportive. And it doesn't matter where you came from. And if you had an idea, you know, everyone would listen and everyone would want to work with you. So I must say my transition was pretty smooth and, you know, I didn't face any difficulties you know, coming into where I needed to be in the gaming world or design world. I think it's how one would feel working with a team, and because we are coming from a different part of the world, and I would like to learn. And I think if you have that learning mentality, it helps.
Right. Do you see collaborations happening between your company and companies here in Malaysia? Because everything is virtual now anyway, so you don't physically have to leave. But do you see that happening, or would you love to see that happening?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I think a lot of leading gaming companies in, you know, the Americas or Europe and everywhere, you know, they all have offices all over the world, like even Asia and Asian market. To be honest, we have some really good apps that's being invented in Asia. So I have to say, you know, we learn from Asia as well, and we learn a lot from Asia, and Asia learns from us. And I think it's such a good evolving industry that no one is always right, because we are constantly learning from each other.
All right. So I guess if people want to get hold of you, they just go to your website, parmilla.com. That's P-A-R-M-I-L-L-A.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay. A Malaysian in New York. I've been speaking to Parmilla Yanyasekaran, and she's also a director of art at Puzzle Social. This is Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.